The fear factor is back. What's scaring the markets now?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, global stocks are sharply lower this morning as new fears emerge about just how exposed the United States is to European debt. But first, where's Wall Street? Unfortunately, those trombones mean that Wall Street is sharply lower right now. The Dow down 3%, 347 points at 11,062. The NASDAQ down almost 4%, and the S&P 500 down about 3.3% at the moment. Word this morning from the Labor Department that the number of people filing for first-time unemployment benefits went back up above 400,000 last week. Also, consumer prices jumped at the fastest pace in 4 months. They were up 0.5% in July. Now let's get to our continuing coverage, The Breakdown, Our Economy One Step at a Time. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Mesirow Financial, and she's with us live from Chicago, as she is every Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Diane, tell us what's going on in the markets this morning. We're down 347 points on the Dow.
Yeah, we're seeing basically the fears about Europeans' debt situation and European banking stability in particular reach our shores. Not only is there concern about how European banks can handle their own sovereign debt situation and the write-offs that are associated with that, but how stable are they here in the U.S.? Those banks that are in Europe do have U.S. branches, and the New York Fed is now looking into the stability of those banks and their ability to continue lending not only to foreign subsidiaries here in the U.S., but to U.S. Lenders, U.S. borrowers as well. And that's, you know, reminiscent of, it's a preemptive strike, frankly, by the New York Fed to try to cut off any contagion like we saw in 2008. But let's face it, anything reminiscent of 2008 is just not what the financial markets want to hear right now.
Well, here's something else that's reminiscent of 2008. The yield on the 10-year Treasury bond, this is U.S. government bond, the 10-year yield is at 2.05% right now. What does that tell you about where we are?
Well, certainly you hit the nail on the head earlier, Jeremy, when you said the fear factor is back. People are afraid of what's going on in financial markets, the turbulence that we're seeing in equity markets, and what could happen from European banks. And as a result, they're running to what they see as the safety, the clear safety of the U.S. Treasury market, kind of undermining what S&P did in terms of downgrading. In fact, we've seen that more people have sought the safety of the U.S. credit market, the U.S. Treasury market in particular, since S&P downgraded a few weeks ago.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Well, consumers might soon be paying a new monthly fee, maybe $3 to $5, just for the privilege of using a debit card. Not an out-of-network ATM, but for everyday purchases. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon has the story.
Call them convenience charges. Already, getting your money out of the closest ATM could set you back a buck or two or three. And now, instead of going to the ATM, paying for groceries with your debit card could cost you another $3 to $5 a month. Wells Fargo is the latest bank to announce a new debit card fee tryout in five states, Washington, Oregon, New Mexico, Nevada, and Georgia. Chase is testing a similar fee in Wisconsin. Industry consultant Bert Ely says the banks used to rake in big fees from merchants for every debit card transaction, but a new regulation has limited those fees sharply.
Banks are trying to make it up someplace else. They need to generate X amount of revenue in order to cover the expenses of providing services to customers.
Ely says the banks could give you a break if you're one of their best customers.
The banks are testing this to see what combination of services draws the most profitable customers to the banks.
And they could be banking on the idea they're saving money by letting unprofitable customers walk away. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
The Pope has been talking economics this morning. To find out what he's saying, let's bring in David Willey of the BBC, who joins us from Rome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what's the Pope been saying this morning?
Well, on the flight to Madrid, where he's attending this huge festival of Catholic youth from all over the world, he launched into the problems of the economy. He knows, of course, that there are many, many unemployed young people, not only in Spain, but in other parts of the world. And what he did was to denounce the mentality which says you have to make a profit at all costs. He insisted that morals and ethics have to play a greater role in formulating the world's economic policymakers.
Well, is this typical for the Pope to talk about the economy like this?
Yes, it is in some circumstances. The Pope was the author of an encyclical letter, which is the highest form of papal teaching. He echoed the message of his predecessor, John Paul II, who said that every economic decision has a moral consequence, and says that people should be worried more about people than about economic theory.
And what is the impact of a speech like this? Who is listening to this, and is it likely to change the dynamic in the European debt crisis?
I don't think it's going to change anything suddenly, but it's a message that will get a lot of publicity because the Pope over the next 4 days is going to be high profile. In Spain itself, there's a huge unemployment problem among young people, up to 30% of young people unemployed. Mm. So this is going to strike a note with many of his young Catholic listeners who are going to say, yes, well, look, the Pope does care about this, and he does think that there is a moral side to economic policy.
The BBC's David Willey joining us from Rome. Thanks, David.
Well, thank you.
And finally, to a new invention that is going to be really useful. A company called Millenniata has developed a DVD that can last for 1,000 years. So in the year 3000, you won't have to stream Kung Fu Panda directly into your eyeballs. You can watch it on DVD. Maybe Blockbuster has a future after all. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The national debt. It's a big, ugly number with a lot of zeros on the end. It's getting us into some trouble, too. So how do we feel about all that money we owe?
It's a necessary evil. It has to exist. It's what this country kind of runs on.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good debt, bad debt. Next time on Marketplace, today's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.